What did you want me to define?
Consciousness.
Consciousness. And what?
Light.
Light? Well, consciousness is merely awareness of what's going on. What's going on, which is true. And the greater your awareness, the greater your consciousness. All things have some type of consciousness. Even a plant has a consciousness. But a plant has a consciousness that's related to the feeling nature. So the plant doesn't really think, but it feels. It feels where to go. It feels where to go to get water, to get nourishment, to get sunshine. It all goes by feeling. So its consciousness is very low compared to a human because it's limited to feeling. And an animal's consciousness is related to brain activity as well as feeling. So the animal feels, and the animal also has a brain. And so the animal has a higher consciousness than a plant. And what's interesting about an animal is the purpose in the animal kingdom is very interesting. It is to learn to pay attention. Do you ever notice that? You know when that dawned on me? It's when we had a dog some time ago, our last dog before it got ran over. I noticed that whenever I started to think about eating, it would all of a sudden be there. And I thought, can this dog read my mind or what? It's amazing. So I would just think about making a sandwich, and it would be maybe upstairs taking a nap. And all of a sudden, it would just come right down and be right there panting, expecting some food. And I think, boy, can this dog read my... So I started studying, and I finally found something. I found whenever I opened the refrigerator, that was a key, and boom, it would be right there. If I open a drawer or a cupboard door, even though it didn't make much noise, it would just creak just a little bit, that dog would be maybe 50 feet away, and he would be there within 2 seconds. And I thought, that's amazing. So there's that dog. He's maybe even in a deep sleep, but he's paying attention. In other words, he's paying attention as to where his dinner is. You know, he knows when that refrigerator door opens, there's a possibility he can get fed. He knows that when that cupboard door opens, there's a possibility he can get fed. So he has all these things that he pays attention to, which are keys to food. And so if he hears any of them, and he's always open to it, it doesn't matter if he's asleep, awake, playing with a ball, or whatever he's doing, he'll immediately stop. Because his attention is always there on what will bring him food. And all the animal kingdom is that way. You know, food and survival, those two things. All the animals, their attention is focused on food and survival, and they have these little clues that tell them about it. Yeah.
I read a book years ago on studies they've done with plants and animals both. And one of the interesting ones about animals was they would take an owner of an animal who would go to work during the day and monitor the animal. And the animal always got really excited as the owner is not even, he might be several miles away from home. All of a sudden, the dog was really excited and would go to the door because he knew that his owner was coming home. And so, apparently they have something even more going on.
Yeah, it's possible that the dog just knew the time of day he was coming home. Because I really thought my dog was psychic until I started experimenting. Because I experimented, I would open the cupboard door and close it, and sure enough, boom, he would be right there. He wasn't reading my mind, but he was paying attention to every possible sign that I was going to bring out some food, you know. Now it's possible he was psychic too, but sometimes I really wondered about that dog.
They took into account the time of day and that he might come home at a regular time, and so sometimes they vary it.
Would they?
Yeah.
So there was some true psychic activity there.
Something going on.
Yeah.
JJ,
yeah, we don't discount that aspect at all.
What about animals that get lost? separated from their families, and then they make it like to
halfway across.
Right, halfway across.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing when that happens.
What's that?
Well, there's a lot of theories. Like birds can tune into the magnetic energy of the Earth and follow the magnetic poles to go to certain locations. And that's one of the ways that certain birds are able to find their way around. So maybe they think, you know, maybe some regular animals can do that to a degree and navigate, like using tuning into the magnetic poles somehow and kind of hone in to where home is. But
but how do they find their family? So you think it's just the location that they're
I know, it could be they're using psychic energy also. You know, it could be a lot of things. But they're a lot more sensitive to a lot of subtle energies that are below our threshold of consciousness. You know, they're within us, but they're below our threshold of consciousness, and we're not using them anymore. But the animals use a lot of things that we don't use. Yeah, it's a little bit mysterious. They definitely, some animals will definitely pick up some psychic energies. I believe that. Well, the purpose of the animal kingdom is to gain attention, power of attention. And this power of attention, we have that below our threshold of consciousness. It's an important thing to retrieve at certain times as human beings, that power of attention. But it's fascinating how they have attention on certain things. Artie and I went on a hayride where we went out and fed some elk. There was a guy up north that goes feeds the elk every winter to help them survive. And he gives hayrides out. And he says there are certain clues that these elk tune into. He says, if you sit down, he says, they'll come right up to you, they won't worry. If you stand up, then that's a clue to them that you may be a danger to them. So if you stand up, they'll all flee. So he told us all, nobody stand up. And then he told us something else that was interesting. He says that if you wanted, he says he doesn't recommend this, but if you wanted to hunt elk, an unfair way to go about it would be to take a chainsaw. Because if you take a chainsaw and cut, he says a lot of people, lumbers and different people have taken chainsaws out and cut trees down. And when the tree is cut down, the tree provides a lot of food for the elk to survive on in the wintertime. So whenever an elk hears a chainsaw, they will immediately go in the direction of the chainsaw because that's a signal to them that there's food. So he says, if you want to go hunt elk, take a chainsaw with you and turn it on, and you'll draw elk to you. So it's interesting how these animals register certain things. Once they register certain things as being helpful for food or survival, it's ingrained in them. So they pay attention, and when they hear these things, just like my dog hearing the refrigerator door open, boom, he's right there wanting food. It took me a while to figure that out. But when I figured it out with my dog, and I owe my dog thanks and glory for for the fact that this truth dawned upon me, that the purpose in the animal kingdom is to learn to pay attention. For humans, it's something else. The ability to pay attention is built into us. And some of us kind of let it slip a little bit in this life. I know I've let it slip a number of times. I don't always pay attention to what I should. But when we're reminded enough, then we can really pay attention if we figure it's important. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, too, with especially animals and probably people, if you think about it, it's generational, too. It will move with the next generation. I've actually had kittens that have never heard the can opener. That they know it's food when they first hear it.
Because mom knows it.
Mom didn't teach them that. I mean, but they, you know, the cats come running when they hear.
Well, maybe they smell it after it's over.
Mom would have shown them how. Mom would have jumped on.
Anyway, it's, you know, it's generational.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah. Well, when you open that can of food, as soon as that can is pierced, they can
they can smell it for one thing. They got noses that's out of this world.
Well, it depends on what you're opening.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just the can opener. So.
But once you open that can once, and that's there's food there, they all recognize that sound. It's amazing how much attention those animals pay. And if an animal knows there's a potential for food, I mean, it is aware no matter what's going on. Doesn't matter how deep it's sleeping. Doesn't matter how much fun it's having playing with a ball or whatever. If it hears a signal saying food.
Or danger.
Yeah, or danger. It responds immediately.